long ball here over the top from Shinny. Donaldson up to the edge of the penalty area, lofts it over the keeper and scores! What a brilliant ball it was from Shinny on halfway, in between the centre-backs. The keeper advanced not quickly enough, Borich, and Clayton Donaldson clipped it beautifully over him for his 15th goal of the season. Fancy an upset, anybody? 18 gone, Bournemouth 0, Blues 1. A lovely interception here from Davis, first time ball from Shinny to Cottrell. Cottrell at pace, attacking the edge of the penalty area, takes his man out, it's still Cottrell, it's 2-0! It's 2-0 to Blues! Top of the table, you're having a laugh, Bournemouth, aren't you? They've been broken apart on two occasions. Cottrell driving into the box, beat his man, drilled it low inside the post. 21st minute, Bournemouth 0, Blues 2. The corner is swung in tight to goal. It could be a chance for Elphick. It's still around the six-yard box, and it's been forced in. I wouldn't like to say you've got the last touch. It might have been Cook who was in there. But they are back in the game in the 39th minute. It's a scrappy, scrambled goal. It may have been the body of Cook that got the last touch. Either way, Bournemouth 1, Blues 2. Arter threading it forward. Camorgan on the turn. Looks to thread it through to Wilson. Wilson round the keeper and turns it home. And Bournemouth will go in level at half-time. There's the danger of Callum Wilson. His 19th goal of the season. Stretching, Robinson just couldn't quite reach the ball. And with quick feet, Wilson with an immaculate finish. Bournemouth 2, Blues 2. Oh, ball over the top of Callum Wilson. He's onside here, right side of the penalty area. It's a tight angle, goes down, and he's been tripped by Robinson. It's a penalty. His trailing foot was caught. Well, Blues at first thought it was offside. That wasn't given. Then Wilson stopped. Robinson slid in. Wilson allowed himself to be caught by the trailing foot. And Bournemouth, who trailed 2-0, now have the chance to take the lead. Jan Kermigan to take the penalty, looking for his 15th goal of the season, up against Darren Randolph, and he beats him just to his right. Randolph had a pretty good go at that, but Bournemouth have climbed the mountain they partly created for themselves, having trailed by 2-0. They now lead 3-2, 3 minutes into the second half. Ahead to the far side, headed infield towards Camorgan. Morrison will get there. Not been in his commanding best. He's given it away here. Oh, there's danger on the edge of the penalty area. It comes for Smith. Smith's shot's blocked. Gets another chance. Cleared off the line by Caddis. Fired in. Off the bar and in. It was a miscue by Daniels. He hit it into the ground. But it went up and in off the crossbar. Over the fingertips of Darren Randolph. And Bournemouth will be going top today after all. They might not have believed it just over an hour ago. But they're believing it now. It's Bournemouth 4, Blues 2. Charlie Daniels.
OK, Gary, tight margins in a game of football, because that wasn't too far away from being an absolute cracking result as well as a good performance.
No, I think you're spot on. Really tight margins. I think for 35 minutes, it's as well as we've played since I've been here against probably the best team in the league, if not one of the best teams in the league, at home. And we end up going 2-0 up. Some fantastic counter-attacking football. You know, I thought we got our tactics spot on today. It worked really, really well. First one, a ball from Andy Shinney to put Clayton in. Great finish. Second one, a great counter-attack. Cotts ends up wide right and finishes off brilliantly. And then we think we have a chance from Groundsey, a set piece where the lads blocked it on around the line area. And then Clayton has a chance where he's clean through on goal and just can't quite get the touch. I think he thinks he's on his own. So, and that's, I think, where you've got to be a lot stronger and see the half out and end up coming in at half-time 2-0. But they're a very good side, Bournemouth, and they knock on the door all the time in terms of making you have to defend. I mean, we switched off horribly for the two goals. The first one, I don't think we need to. I mean, Robbo needs to play it out for a corner. The lad's going nowhere and they end up scoring. I think Darren punches it, hits the striker on the head or the defender on the head and goes back in. So it's a very unfortunate goal. The second one, the centre-forward, it shouldn't go into the centre-forward's feet because we've got a great shape and he ends up turning a great pass, I have to say, brilliant football. But again, we shouldn't allow that goal to happen. And then all of a sudden, it's a real test of our mentality. But like you say, fine margins in a game. We had three offsides given against us that were all, I've watched them all again, they're all blatantly onside and would have led to really good attacking chances. Their goal comes from or the penalty comes from a very similar position, a ball over the top to Wilson, and he's in exactly the same position as all three of ours. So, like you say, small margins, small things that go on in the game we get a sending off. Our captain, I can't disagree, I can't argue at all with. Their lad towards the end tries to slap Rob Keenan in the face. The referee is literally 1 foot away from it, and it doesn't get given. So again, I'm disappointed with some of the things in the game, but the overriding factor is I think we played very, very well for 35 minutes, but against a terrific footballing team like Bournemouth, that's not enough. You've got to do it for the whole game.